When you begin learning about game development, one of the first things to come up is the game loop. What is it and why do we need it? The game loop is a set of methods performed by our game that sets up our game and allows it to run continuously until the user exits. All games, no matter how complex, break down to these very simple methods that perform logic and present graphics and audio to the player. The game loop starts off with the initialization method. Initialization is run the first time a game starts, and this is where we'll set up all of the initial variables our game needs. Closely related to initialization is the load content method. This is where we'll load any art assets used by our game, like textures, models, sound effects, and music. Once we've set up our variables, we'll use the update method to check for player input and alter the game's variables each frame. Then we have the draw method, where we tell our game what should be sent to the graphics card and how it should be onto the screen. Here's Albert to tell us an example of how these methods work.
Let's take a look at the simple game scene and show how the game loop allows it to function. We'll use an example of a character waving to the player and show the role that the game loop plays. To have an object appear on the screen, we need to store a certain amount of information. An object's position in the game world is a good example. Let's add a section in our initialization method to define the starting position of our character. Our character now technically exists. Using the information we provided in initialization, we can move it to anywhere we'd like. But if we can't see anything on the screen, it doesn't make much for a good game. To draw something to the screen, we'll use a custom animation script. In order to draw it to the screen, the game must first load it to the graphics card. Loading the animation is simple as calling content.load with the file name of our animation. Now that we have some art to represent our character, let's tell the graphics card to display it to the screen inside the draw screen. And just like that, we've drawn the player to the screen using the game loop. Pretty cool, huh? But what happens when we want to continually make changes to the game? This is where the update method comes in and where the game loop shows its true merit. By adding some code to update, we can alter anything we want about the information stored inside the game. For instance, if we wanted to move our character whenever the user is pressing the right arrow key on the keyboard, we ask update to check whether the right arrow key is down, and if it is, we'll update our character's position and current frame animation. That's really all there is to it. No matter how complex your game gets, you'll be able to take every component in your game and define how it works by using these methods.